Simpson and the San Diego Church. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 14, 1905. To Elder Simpson and the members of the San Diego Church. Dear brethren and sisters, I am glad to know that you have begun a work for the public in San Diego. I would be greatly pleased if circumstances would permit me to be present at your meeting, but it seems impossible for me to leave my work here at present. To many, the things that are presented in the discourses are entirely new. Elder Simpson's charts and representations will greatly assist in attracting their attention and in making plain to them the prophecies that apply to our own time. May the God of all grace open the minds of the hearers, that they may clearly comprehend the important truths of the Word of God. I would urge upon the members of the San Diego Church that you be wide awake to act an important part in missionary efforts in connection with the public meetings. While the presentation of Bible truth in the discourses arouses the interest of those who attend from the outside, this interest should also be felt and expressed by the believers. Let there not be one word spoken that savors of unbelief. In word and action, seek to make the truth plain to those whom you meet. Personal efforts put forth by many will do much to deepen and to make effectual the interest aroused by the public discourses. Instead of diminishing your efforts, let all put forth every God-given energy in the work of warning those who know not the perils of these times. Let everyone watch unto prayer. Seek to gain a new experience in faith and in the receiving of the truth in all its significance. Let your minds be active, that you may receive the lessons that are given in the Word of God. Then, counsel together as to the best way in which you can help the ministers. This is your opportunity to unite with them in the great work of fishing for souls. The language of each heart should be, "I am not my own. I am bought with a price, and I have an earnest work to do for God." As you improve your several abilities, and as you stir up the gift that is within you, you will increase your capabilities as laborers together with God. There is no excuse for spiritual sloth or negligence. Let every church member seek the Lord in humility, that His grace may come to the heart, and the power of the Holy Spirit be manifest in the life. Hold on by faith until you receive a demonstration of the Holy Spirit such as you have never witnessed. As you show your faith by your works, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Let there be an entire surrender to God. It is your special wisdom to draw near to God. As you yield to Him, you will be surrounded with a heavenly, sanctified atmosphere. And as the light is revealed in your lives, unbelievers will be impressed with the power and truth of the gospel. Seek earnestly that there may be in the church such perfect unity as is revealed in the prayer of Christ, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. John 17, verse 21. Put away all criticism one of another, all jealousy, all evil surmising. Let there not be among you one discordant note. Press together in unity and love. A united communion with Christ will enable you to put forth efforts that will convince others of the truth. The quick, regenerating power of Christ's grace will come to all who are thoroughly in earnest to know the truth. Teach it and live it in your homes. Let fathers and mothers make a covenant with God by sacrifice of soul, body, and mind to willing obedience to His law. Let them labor earnestly for the conversion of their children. Some of these children have not been brought under a sanctified control by their parents. and there should now be an entire consecration to God of both parents and children. Others will then take knowledge that you have new spirit, a regenerated heart. The sweet, peace-giving love of Christ will come to the soul, and the testimonies born in your meetings will be fragrant. Let all unite in praising the name of Jesus. Exalt him as the chiefest among 10,000. Surrender to him, and his strength will be made perfect in your weakness.